This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik Daily News Brief for Thursday, September 10th, 2020. Today you'll hear about how COVID testing is coming along. Not very well. The Atlantic's anonymous defamation of the president, why Antifa riots don't spread COVID-19 ever, under any circumstances, even when you're licking doorknobs. A seventh grade boy has been suspended for flashing zombie weapons. The Oscars go full racist. And a few more. If you come across a news story you think we might need to cover on our daily news brief or on our regular show, please send it to news@crosspolitik.com. This is a great way to share articles and stories with us that may end up in our daily or weekly shows, news@crosspolitik.com. For example, this next story is from a listener who sent it to our news inbox. According to WTHR out of Tennessee, a woman who died in February just recently received positive COVID-19 test results. The trouble? Well, she's been dead for 6 weeks, or 6 months, but a Shelby County man, Troy Whittington, says he was surprised to receive the letter from the Shelby Health Department and even more confused when the letter claimed that his mother was positive for COVID-19 and needed to isolate. That would be difficult. According to her obituary, the 66-year-old died February 16th. That was weeks before the first case of COVID-19 was even detected in Shelby County. It's been 6 months, almost seven, since she passed away. There was no testing that was done at that time. On her death certificate, it was stated she died and what the cause of death was, and it was not COVID-19, it was COPD, said her son, Whittington. Now, when Whittington called the Shelby Health Department to inquire about the letter and maybe help them understand what had happened, he was told that his mother took the test on June 20th, which was impossible since she had been cremated months before. Don't worry, everyone. Mail-in voting will be a cinch. Nothing bad will happen. You may have caught wind of a story breathlessly published in The Atlantic last Thursday alleging that Trump canceled a trip to an American cemetery in France, a cemetery of American veterans, soldiers in France, last year because it was, quote, filled with losers. The story and that alleged quotation were provided helpfully by anonymous sources. John Bolton, the former U.S. National Security Advisor, who released a book earlier this year entitled The Room Where It Happened, in which Trump and his presidency are roundly criticized, nevertheless debunked the anonymous claims of the Atlantic story. According to what that article said, the president made disparaging remarks about soldiers and people buried in the cemetery in connection with the decision for him not to go to the ceremony that was planned that afternoon. And that was simply false, said Bolton on Fox News. Bolton claims the cancellation of the trip was entirely over the weather. It was poor weather. They decided not to go. Remember, Christians, anonymous testimony is not credible testimony. An anonymous tip might lead you to go find actual evidence or real testimony, but anonymous testimony is not itself true or reliable testimony, biblically speaking. Why? Because it cannot be cross-examined. Biblical law requires penalties for false testimony. First off, the Bible requires two or three witnesses to establish any matter, Deuteronomy 19:15, but then it also requires that witnesses be examined and cross-examined. If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, the judges shall make diligent inquisition. And behold, if the witness be a false witness and hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall ye do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother. Deuteronomy 19, verse 16, and verses 18 and 19. So in this case, if there are no credible witnesses, the Atlantic should not have run the story. And without any credible proof, the Atlantic is bearing false witness against the president. And this is why we have defamation and libel laws, which Nick Sandman is still taking advantage of. This is why we need weapons for this war, which is why we want to invite you to our first annual Fight Laugh Feast Conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. A bunch of you have signed up. It's going to be a party. It's going to be a blast. We're going to be singing together and eating together and fellowshipping together, and we're going to be listening to speakers who are going to challenge us to think biblically about every area of life, from politics to business to education, family. Glenn Sunshine, George Grant, Douglas Wilson, Rod Martin, Jeff Durbin, David Bonson, myself, the Chocolate Knox, Gabe the Waterboy, friends from the other shows on the network. They're all going to be there. Please join us October 1st through the 3rd as we seek to build a rowdy Christian culture for God's glory and our good. Go to FightLaughFeast.com and register today. In recent headlines, some media outlets have been trying to pin hundreds of thousands of dollars in health costs and COVID cases emanating, supposedly, like a super spreader from the Sturgis, South Dakota motorcycle rally this summer. Could there be any coincidence that Kristi Noem, the state's governor, was one of the only to refuse a statewide lockdown on constitutional grounds? I don't know. Meanwhile, other headlines have repeatedly insisted that no increase of the virus has been detected in any of the Antifa riots. None. Zero. Period. Full stop. All those people in big bustling crowds rubbing up against one another and throwing bricks and fireworks? They are very, very careful and sanitary, and there has been no COVID spread at all. Not. Zilch. Why? Well, at least one reason is because we're not asking them. Because much of our contact tracing has avoided even asking the question. Business Insider, in fact, reported back on June 15th, oh, I don't know, 3 months ago, that New York's team of contact tracers were specifically instructed not to ask if their respondents had attended any protests. Because then we might have information we have to deal with. Business Insider's bullet point on the article helpfully summarizes, "The policy marks a balanced approach between public health and respecting public outrage about police violence against Black Americans." A balanced approach? Heads, I win. Tails, you lose. Very balanced. And what about all the violence that these protests are doing against Black Americans? Pretty sure these riots have killed more Black Americans than police do. In Colorado Springs, Colorado, a 12-year-old boy has been suspended for having a Nerf gun, for having a toy gun he never brought to school. On Thursday, August 27th, the 7th grader was attending an online art class when a teacher saw Isaiah Elliott, 7th grader, flash a bright orange and neon green handgun across the screen. That's how you know it's dangerous, is orange and green. In case there was any question at all, the gun also had the words Zombie Hunter emblazoned on its side. The teacher notified the principal, who suspended Isaiah for 5 days and called the El Paso County Sheriff's Office to conduct a welfare check on the boy without even calling his parents first. The sheriff's report actually confirms that the teacher said she thought it was a toy gun, but was not certain. Thought it was a toy gun, but wasn't sure if there was a new line out of Zombie Hunter handguns. And so they called the cops and suspended the boy without even asking any questions. Isaiah's parents, Danny and Curtis Elliott, told Fox 31 their son could return to Grand Mountain School Friday, September 4th, but they intended to transfer him to a charter or private school instead. I'm sorry it took this sort of trauma to get your kid out of the government school, but I think long term, you'll be grateful for it. The Los Angeles Times reports that on Tuesday, the Film Academy issued new guidelines for Oscar eligibility. According to the new guidelines, to be eligible for Best Picture, a film must meet at least two standards across four categories: on-screen representation, themes and narratives, creative leadership and project team, industry access and opportunities, and audience development. Audience development. Interesting. That's code for discipleship. Within each category are a variety of criteria involving the inclusion of people in underrepresented groups, like, I don't know, married Black men with 7 kids, including women, people of color, LGBTQ plus people, plus, remember that means pedophile, and those with cognitive or physical disabilities. Other Oscar categories will not be held to these same standards, but the contenders for Best Picture typically filter down to other feature-length categories. Previously, the only standards to qualify for Best Picture involved a film's running time, over 40 minutes, and specifics about how, where, and when it's screened in a public venue. So it used to be that to be eligible for an Oscar, your film was over 40 minutes and it had been screened in some public venue at some point. It used to be that your film was judged on its merits. Now it will be judged on the skin color and who people are having sex with. That's racist. That's taking these perversions on the one hand and these irrelevant material qualities on the other and making them part of the standard by which you judge them. They're judging people by their skin. Something, I don't know, someone somewhere said something about, like, maybe we shouldn't do that. Some recent Best Picture nominees that featured recently almost exclusively white and male casts, including the World War I film 1917 and the gangster epic The Irishman, might have had difficulty meeting these new on-screen standards. Right. So there are certain parts of history now that that people are going to be unable to make movies about if it happens that they all took place with a bunch of white guys. Those standards require one of the following. At least one of the lead actors or significant supporting actors is from an underrepresented racial or ethnic group. At least 30% of all actors in secondary and more minor roles are from certain underrepresented groups, or the main storyline, theme, or narrative is centered on an underrepresented group. I don't know. I think redheads are incredibly underrepresented. I mean, seriously, when's the last time you saw a screen covered in redheads? It's just not happening. These new guidelines don't go into effect until 2024. God's giving them, like, I don't know, 4 years to repent. Meanwhile, President Trump has been nominated for the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize by a member of the Norwegian parliament. Christian Tybring Gjedde has nominated the president again, I read. I'm not sure how many times he's nominated him, but at least another time. And this time he cites the president's work in the Israel-United Arab Emirates peace deal, which the president helped broker. There were 318 candidates for the 2020 Peace Prize. I don't know how many are currently nominated for 2021. For his merit, I think he has done more trying to create peace between nations than most other Peace Prize nominees. Tybring Gjedde, four-term member of parliament, who also serves as chairman of the Norwegian delegation to the NATO Parliamentary Assembly, told Fox News. Upon hearing the news, several liberals were seen running around with their hair lit on fire. Finally, a patriotic poem. Just to help your day out. It's from a listener also. It's from our news at crosspolitic.com inbox. It's a poem. And it's a poem about Michigan and their governor, Gretchen Whitmer. The folks down in Mishville liked freedom a lot. The Gretch who craved power really did not. Mishville was rich with cars, farms, fruit, and lakes. The roads weren't the best, and sometimes dams break. But the people of Mishville loved their fair state. They worked hard, played hard, and thought it was great. The Gretch in her mansion saw peons be free. That can't be quite right, said herself to she. So she grasped at more power to run all their lives. A flu, she cried out, will kill husbands and wives. Stay in your house. Close up your shops. If you don't, I will threaten to call out the cops. Don't ride in a boat or plant any flowers. Don't go see your grandma. I have all the power to say all the things you can and can't do. It's for your own safety, you dumb peasant, you. You'd better not protest or cut someone's hair. But I can do all things. You'd better not dare. To save just one life, the mask ain't a maybe. And of course, for health, you can still kill your baby. I'm protecting you all with my lectures and tomes, except for the elderly in nursing homes. The people of Mishville have had it with Gretch. Her hypocrite orders will make them all wretch. Off with the mask, open the shops. Her orders aren't laws, say all the good cops. She's under law, too. The Constitution's not dead. She can't just do all things that enter her head. She's sworn to uphold it. Her power is given by the people she serves and by God who's in heaven. Stop living in fear of the lies you've been told. Be willing to research, to live, and be bold. It's fear that allows Gretch to plow on her way. Fear of Trump, fear of flu, fear of what others say. Yet the Lord who made all is the one we should fear. When you're right before him, all else is made clear. This is Toby Sumter with CrossPolitik News. Remember to send us stories and articles that you think we should cover at news@crossbaltic.com. You can find this and all our shows at crossbaltic.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight Laugh Feast. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight Laugh Feast club member. And for as long as the Crosspolitic gods smile upon this land, get your very own Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt and access to tons of extended discussions with all kinds of people. You've heard me say their names before. Also, you will get $100 off your registration for our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference. You can get that $100 off all the way up until the day the conference starts on October 1st, where you can register in person if you're the complete procrastinator. But please do register now so we have enough seats and you know there's enough room. Go to FightLaughFeast.com and register now. Have a great day.